Between them, John and Margaret Peacock have worked at the Australian paper plant in Melbourne's north for more than 50 years. But today they were among 83 workers on strike, demanding better conditions, including higher wages.
Your power bill's going up, the petrol's going up, bread and milk's going up, rates are going up, insurance is going up, everything's going up. Our wages can't keep up with it. So we're getting lower and lower and lower.
We work hard, we're always at work, and we do the best job that we can do.
A new report by Oxfam shows that Australia's wealth inequality is among the worst in the developed world. One-tenth of Australians now hold slightly more combined wealth than the rest of the population. And our richest 1% continue to get richer, to the point where they now have more money than the bottom 70%. Dr. Helen Zoki is the CEO of Oxfam Australia. She says if these trends continue, it will further marginalise Australians who are already failing to enjoy any equitable growth.
For the billionaires, the growth in their wealth has increased by 140%. If we look at wages growth over the same period, it's 35%. But then if we look at the wealth of households, the everyday Australians, it's only grown by 12%.
Last year, the number of Australian billionaires rose from 25 to 33. That's the biggest increase since the start of the century, prompting calls for greater income equality across the board. Jed Carney, the president of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, says the report underscores the need for fundamental changes in the Australian economy.
If the rich get richer, then they'll trickle down a little bit of money and we'll all benefit. But what this report shows is that is broken. Big multinational corporations and companies need to pay their fair share of tax. Workers need a pay rise, and we need the rules to give workers power to be able to bargain and fight for pay rises.
But Treasurer Scott Morrison has responded by telling Sky News that Australia should copy US President Donald Trump's tax policies.
I'll tell you what you don't do. You will not get higher wages growth by putting up and keeping company taxes high.
Meanwhile, Oxfam International says the richest 1% in the world raked in 82% of global wealth. To balance it out, Oxfam wants governments to limit the returns of shareholders and top executives and increase spending on healthcare and education.